There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
With your Chai FM Global Report, I'm Juliet Newell. We begin with the headlines. Israeli rescue team in Thailand to assist with earthquake aftermath. Iranian rabbi condemns Israeli government, calls for peace in the Holy Land. An Israeli delegation joined search and rescue efforts in Thailand after a powerful earthquake hit the region on Friday. The team joined several other search and rescue teams from around the world. The 21-member team, led by Colonel Yossi Pinto, left Israel on Saturday night to help those trapped under a collapsed high-rise building in Bangkok. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu instructed Israel's National Security Council head to support the efforts, focusing on reaching 81 trapped individuals. The 7.7 magnitude earthquake struck Myanmar on Friday, with the death toll now exceeding 1,700 and continuing to climb. The Israeli teams concentrating on a 33-floor building in Bangkok, where several construction workers have died and many remain trapped under the rubble. Meanwhile, Rabbi Nehemiah Wilhelm, Chabad emissary in Bangkok, is preparing to host nearly 12,000 Jews across Thailand for Seder night, despite the recent earthquake that shook the country. The earthquake caused panic, but miraculously, there was no damage in Rabbi Wilhelm's area. A building under construction collapsed, leaving dozens of Burmese workers missing. After the tremors, nearly 600 people found comfort at the Chabad house for Shabbat, with many Israelis reaching out for reassurance. Rabbi Wilhelm said the Chabad house offers a familiar and safe environment, especially in times of crisis. Rabbi Yunus Hamami, leader of the Jewish community, has condemned the Israeli government during an interview on Iran's state-run TV network over the weekend. He says Jews who follow the Torah do not support Israel's actions and has called for peace in the Holy Land. Hamami also criticized Zionists for war crimes and has drawn a sharp distinction between Judaism and Zionism, comparing it to ISIS in its distortion of religion. Iran's Jewish community, around 8,000, is the largest in any Middle Eastern Muslim country. They have official recognition in Iran's constitution, along with a representative in parliament. Star will launch direct non-stop flights between Tel Aviv and Tirana, making Albania more accessible to Israeli travelers. The new service will operate three times a week and is expected to attract tourists eager to explore the country's rich history and stunning landscapes. Albania's ambassador to Israel, Mary Kumbi, said the flights will offer Israelis a chance to discover Albania's role in saving Jews during the Holocaust, a significant part of the country's history. Albania has become one of the world's fastest-growing tourist destinations, welcoming over 11 million visitors last year. The country is also investing in new infrastructure, including the development of two Jewish museums. As Israeli-Albanian relations continue to strengthen, Albania is positioning itself as a popular destination for travelers seeking a mix of history, culture, and natural beauty. And Tate Britain is set to return a 17th-century painting, Anias and his family fleeing burning Troy, to the family of Jewish-Belgian art collector Samuel Hartfeld. The painting was looted during World War II when Hartfeld fled Belgium in 1940. Acquired by Tate in 1994, the painting's return follows a claim from Hartfeld's heirs, with a spoliation advisory panel recommending its restitution. Tate's director, Maria Bolshaw, called it a privilege to reunite the artwork with its rightful owners. Tate Britain, part of the UK's Tate Network, is one of the country's major art galleries, alongside Tate Modern, Tate Liverpool, and Tate St. Ives. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we'll email it to you every day.